Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, man, my name is Jason.
Hey, man.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing okay, but I need help trying to get in touch with this girl.
Okay, well, who is she?
So, okay, I've been, okay.
Are you okay?
All right, just like take your time. What's her name, Jason?
I'm sorry, man. I'm a construction worker. I don't really go on the radio too often. I'm a little nervous.
We got you.
Okay, so her name's Stephanie.
All right. So tell us what happened.
So she and I met through Tinder, which I'm a little new to the whole, dating app thing. So it was nice to actually match with somebody. We texted back and forth for maybe around a week. And, we were really hitting it off, finally convinced her for us to finally meet in person. So we went to go do dinner and drinks, and we had really good conversations. And the night went really well. At one point, we even ended up holding hands across the table.
That's romantic.
How did this go bad?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah.
Sounds good so far.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's what I'm wondering, too, because the date went really well, but then since then, I haven't been able to get in touch with her about going on a second date or getting to know each other more.
Well, maybe that's where we could step in, Nancy.
I think that's why he's calling, Jason.
Yeah?
We will help you out.
Hey, thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Jason, you said you guys went to dinner, and he said they held hands, right?
Yeah, across the table.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to Lock 27 down by Dragons.
The ballpark, yeah.
Ballpark.
Nice.
Yeah.
We were just there.
We sure were. That's a nice place. I love that place. They have good food.
And I don't mind saying, I paid the bill.
A gentleman.
What a gentleman, Nancy.
A gentleman.
We got to help him out. So be real quiet, okay? We're going to give Stephanie a call.
Okay, great.
Hello.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi. Stephanie.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello. How are ya?
I'm great. How are you all?
We're good. You know what? I have a feeling she can see on her caller ID who this is. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
But I love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
It's, of course, Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Awesome. Yeah. What's up, guys?
Well, you tell us. We're calling about a date you may have went on.
Right? With Jason?
Sounds like everything was awesome.
Yeah.
Jason. Yeah. He was a great guy. We had a lot of fun on the date. It just, immediately after the date, things just got a little messy.
Oh, do tell.
Mm-hmm. We want all the secrets.
Yes. Spill the tea.
Yeah. Well, we walked out of the brewery where we had dinner. There was this woman approaching aggressively at the time, and I was a little scared, but apparently this was his baby's mama.
Ha!
Oh no.
Stop.
Yeah. So she's screaming at us, directing at us, you have money to take her out on a date, but you can't make child support for 3 months. This is what she yells.
I mean, she has a right to be mad if that's the case.
Was she really screaming, where everybody could hear?
Yeah, I mean, there were a few people out in the parking lot. I was definitely, a little taken back and kind of embarrassed by the whole situation.
So what did you do this entire time were having this screaming match?
I just stood there awkwardly, kind of wanting to be somewhere other than there, if I'm being honest.
Was he screaming at her?
Yeah, they were in a heated argument, and it was going on for a long time, just talking about child care and expenses, money was being thrown out. It was just a really inappropriate argument in a parking lot.
Whoa, okay, hold on. That's got nothing to do with you. That's my ex, and she is a mess, and she's toxic, but you're not going to go out with me because of that?
Yeah, that's absolutely craziness. I can't have that in my life. That's bad juju all around.
Now, Jason, is it true that you haven't paid child support for 3 months?
Yeah, dude.
I'm just trying to get my bills organized and stuff like I'm going to pay her, but I'm getting my money up. I'm getting my money together, all right? And even then, she's my ex. We're not together anymore, and she's an absolute mess. But I'm sorry that she put you through that and me through that, but we're not connected anymore. She just likes to ruin my life. That's all that was.
Well, guys, I didn't even tell you the best part here.
Oh, it gets better. Great.
Yeah. Well, not to, like, you know, throw shade just into, I guess, his ex, Jana, but she's there holding this baby, and it's cold out. It's freezing out this evening, and she's holding this baby, yelling profanities. It's just such a mess. This was the most toxic thing I witnessed.
She brought the baby?
Yeah, the baby was there.
Jason, how can you say you and your ex are no longer connected when you have a child together? That's a pretty big connection.
Does she stalk you?
She lives downtown. One of her friends saw me there and snitched and said, oh, he's out there with some girl. She lives over there. She's not stalking me. And when I say we're not connected, I love our son, but she's a mess. I mean, come on, bringing the baby out there, that wasn't even about the child support. She wanted to make a fool out of me and wanted to act crazy because it was cold as hell out. It was cold as hell to bring the baby out screaming like that. It wasn't about, and I said that. I said, this isn't about that. You're just trying to ruin my night.
Jason, I have a question. So why did she have to have somebody snitch on you and bring the baby out in the cold? Have you been ignoring her calls? Have you not been talking to her?
I'm trying to get my bills together because I know all it's going to be about is that. It's just going to be about the money, and I don't have it, so I'm trying to get that money together. Plus, do you see how crazy she and her friends are?
Well, to be fair, she has a right to be upset if you're 3 months behind, Jason.
Yeah, and you're ignoring her calls, and I can kind of forecast where this is going, Woody.
Yep, well, let's make the offer. Go
for
it, Nancy.
Okay, so here we might be able to solve this issue. You a little bit. So Stephanie and Jason, what we do here at the radio station is when you've made your first date, we try to help you go on a second date. So we'll provide the drive, we'll get you to where you want to go, we'll give you a gift card for food, right?
Yeah, maybe some concert tickets, but the only rule is that you both have to agree. You both have to say yes right now.
I mean, look,
absolutely not.
Okay, we got a nod from Steph. How about you, Jason?
I mean, I called you guys trying to get a date with her. Of course, I still want to.
I just don't see it happening, unfortunately, Jason.
Maybe we can give him the gift card to help him catch up on his bills.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30 second date update.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.